You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. What's not to like about that?
With Chicks Talking Footy here on Joy 94.9.
We've got two very special guests with us.
We do.
Right now. One is Ro Allen. She's the, some of you might have heard of her, she's the Gender and Equality Commissioner, long-standing advocate for LGBTI Victorians and has held leadership positions in the community and government sectors. You've been celebrating, you must be celebrating 5 years.
Oh, this is my fifth year,
in the role. So you've been going in the role as long as Pride Games have been happening.
Absolutely, I've tossed the coin at a few by now.
Yeah. So what's been your greatest accomplishment so far?
Oh, look, it's like picking a favourite child, really. it's too hard. I think there's been so much progress in 4 years.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really been amazing
in Victoria, and it's been just an absolute honour to be part of it. And, you know, seeing Pride Games just go further and further. I mean, this morning I was at the Aquatics LGBTI International, the Glamour Heads, you know, with IGLA, and... You know, here we are at the footy. It's a whole day of sport. Just absolutely, absolutely extraordinary, amazing.
It is extraordinary. We're also lucky to be speaking today to Emily Fox, who is a transgender player for the St Kilda Shark Women Football Club. She stands at fullback and yells and points at her teammates. And this year she is also coaching Division 2 team, where she will also be standing on the sidelines yelling and pointing at her teammates. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I couldn't imagine a better day to come down and watch a game of footy, to be honest. So,
I know, it's perfect weather.
It's unbelievable. The weather's beautiful. The oval looks like a carpet at the moment. You could play lawn bowls on this thing. So, it's going to be a fast track and a really good game of football. And the crowd's piling in already. And something special is happening.
Yeah, well, Windover's a special place. I mean, you can, on one side you can see the Westgate Bridge, and then you can see the city in the background.
Mm.
It's just a perfect location, so we're going to be enjoying the game. But do you think the inclusion of and support of women's sport, in particular the AFLW, has influenced society in moving towards more equality and inclusion?
Oh, certainly it is. Women's sport has been put in the shadows for a long, long time. But this AFLW really, I think it's starting to, you know, make an impact. It's almost becoming part of the zeitgeist. And it's what we needed, because we still get the statistics that show that in popular media that the men's football sometimes outweighs women's, well, men's sports outweighs women's sport in representation 80% to 20%. So AFLW's been a really important part of starting to bridge that gap. And it's also a brand of football that is a lot more inclusive than what you'd expect. It's actually, it caters to every single member of the computer community, and in particular the LGBTIQA+ community is very well represented in this space.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that homophobia, transphobia and biphobia come out of this fear, and it's fear of somebody you don't know.
Mm.
So what AFLW's done is it put some fantastic women up there as, you know, queer icons, if you like, as well as football players.
Mm-hmm.
And so people go, yeah, well, they're fabulous. So, you know, it breaks down those barriers just subtly. And that hasn't been a big deal. I don't think the AFLW has made a big deal about the number of LGBTI folk playing. I just think it's just been there. And I think that's been really good. I know this week we've had news articles about homophobia in sport, and Mo came out and talks about that. And, you know, I don't think it's perfect. But I think for the general population, they just see women's footy and they go, oh yeah, there's lesbians there, and well, that must be just how it is.
I think that's so important, is having that visibility.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's actually unique about the women's game, is that we've kind of normalised what used to be controversial. You know, when you've got players like Erin Phillips, who kissed her wife after winning the Best and Fairest, and, you know, we've now got couples, like we just heard from Hannah Scott, who's girlfriend Bonnie Toogood, are they both playing the Bulldogs team together, and we've got married couples in the AFLW, and it's just kind of normalised, you know, and people bring their kids, you know, same-sex parents bringing their kids to the football.
Well, now it's a rainbow family friendly event.
I mean,
it never has been in the past, I don't believe football has, and now it has been, and that, you know, I think flows over into men's football as well.
It does. And Ro, you've also been a founding member of Rural Support Group, Rural Victoria Support Groups for LGBTI people. You've embarked on a roadshow across regional rural Victoria. So do you think that are you aware of the unique challenges and issues faced by LGBTI people in these areas? And do you think events like today and sport are important within those regional and rural areas?
I will never forget, you talked about highlights, the Pride game in Hamilton a couple of years ago. Now, holy moly. It was not just I don't know if you were there, Emily, but it was just like, it wasn't just a football game. We stayed in town. The town was absolutely pumping. Every second shop in the whole town, maybe even in some strips, every shop was rainbow to the max. And not just the hairdresser, everything. It was like, and yeah, okay, there was a bit of a competition on the best dressed shop. But it, you know, and there was a young fella down there. He had a gay guy with an intellectual disability. And he said to me, Commissioner, this is amazing. I live in Auckland. And he said, every time I walk past one of those shops, I feel like I get a big, giant bear hug.
Yeah.
And how good is that?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And how good is that?
An interesting stat is that Hamilton had one of the highest yes votes.
Absolutely.
Even higher than some of the inner city electorates in Melbourne. So, Em, you've played football in the country as well.
Yeah, I have. So when I first transitioned and I was feeling comfortable and confident enough to see whether I would be able to play women's football, I started in Shepparton, of all places, and they embraced me wholeheartedly, and within 12 months they were hosting a Pride Cup as well. So for the Pride Cups are starting Yarra Glen in the country, build big games in Hamilton, Daylesford, Shepparton. It's just going across all over the country, and it just goes to show that it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, we all should get a chance to be our best selves, and these kind of events help to build to that, and the work that the commish does helps make that. I don't think there's a coincidence that a lot of this stuff is really starting to come to the fore since Rose being the commissioner for gender and sexuality equality. So yeah, everything's going in the right way.
Must be all that coin tossing.
The coin tossing just it does, makes a difference. So it's even down at the St Kilda Sharks where I play, we're putting on Pride Cups now, and our opponents at Seaford really embrace the event, and the men's team in the area are really getting involved, and possibly the juniors will be hosting their Pride Cup as well. So yeah, it just means that it almost brings a tear to your eye to know that we're all welcome here in a space where for a long time we weren't.
That's right.
Do you think that we can do more to help support trans players, particularly in sporting events?
Oh, without a doubt. And that's probably the next big step we need to get to. LG people have really been making great inroads into societal acceptance, but for the transgender, gender diverse community, it's almost like we're still 40 years behind, and it's still a real challenge. But that's why ambassadors like Darcy Vessio running out today. Last year she wore a transgender pride mouthguard. This year she's insisted that the transgender pride colours are incorporated into the Carlton Guernsey. So these kind of symbols are hugely meaningful, and they do make an impact, because quite often there's so much misinformation about what it means to be transgender, when ultimately it's just people trying to be their best selves. So to have advocates in the community working as allies to help change hearts and minds, hopefully will flow down to schools, hospitals, workplaces, everywhere we need it to be, so everyone gets a fighting chance to live their best life.
I think that's the clear message today. I think it's time for the LGB to pivot now into becoming allies.
That's right.
For the trans and gender diverse. You know, the job is not done, folks. You got marriage equality, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, but we've got more to do to make sure that everyone, as Emily said, can live their best lives. Can, you know, we don't leave anyone behind, you know. And I think football's a great platform for that, for about being equal. I mean, it separates those for the good and best on the day and all that stuff. Not everybody's equal. Yeah. I get that. There's winners and losers. If I, you know,
no,
I rule the world.
Participation certificates.
No, I like participation certificates. That's why they never get me to judge anything, because they make everybody winners.
We see numbers like 1 in 2 transgender people, around 50%, will make an attempt on their life at some stage, and that's just not justifiable. If there was any other segment of the community with that kind of numbers, it would be royal commissions. There would be marches in the street, and Minus 18 put out statistics recently that 1 in 2 kids homeless under the age of 18 are gender diverse. So yeah, these kind of things bring people together, and hopefully we'll change that.
Sophie, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Who's going to win today?
The winner is Pride. Well, actually, this game's got a bit riding on it, because both teams are 1-for-1 on the Pride games, and they're also won 1 out of their 2 games this season.
Yes.
So I think if whoever loses this game will be a long way behind the competition. Would you agree? What's your prediction, Em? You're an actual footballer.
Look, I'm just stoked that I tipped the Saints last night when no one else did. This game's a flip of the coin.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just the way it's set up today, with the weather, with the standard of football we've been getting, I just think we're going to have an absolute show.
I agree. Look, I think if some of the stars come out to play, I feel that the Bulldogs will probably have a bit of an advantage, but we'll have to see what happens on this absolutely perfect day for a game of football.
Wonderful. Well, there's already plenty of drag queens and rainbows being worn around the ground.
Yay!
This is Chicks Talking Footy, live from the AFLW Pride Cup on Joy 94.9.
I know you moved on to someone new. Whole life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles, we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back to these days
No,
for it now. And I know it ain't pretty when the fire burns out. Calling me when I'm drunk, remind me of what I've done. And I know it ain't pretty when you're trying to move on.
Yeah,
I hope someday we'll
traveled around the world, think where you living at now. I heard you moved to Austin, got an apartment and settled down. And every once in a while, I start texting, write a paragraph, but then I delete the message. Think about you like a pastime. I could cry you a river, get you baptized. Or I wasn't ready to act right. Used to always think I'd get you back right. They say that things fall apart. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, you were gonna study art. Love is just a tool to remind us who we are. And that we